Madame Baisai, Lessons from the Lathe, the final edition. No, no, hopefully not. But this might be the last shiur, hopefully not, but the last formal shiur for everyone. The topic is, I don't know if anybody understood what I was trying to get at. Please don't go. It was a song that Goyim listened to. Sorry. Please don't go. Keeping Shana Aleph with you, something along those lines. Don't worry if you're not in Shana Aleph. I believe this is going to apply to you as well. I want to dedicate the shiur for a continued Fuah Shlema for my wonderful father-in-law, Tzvi Ben Pesha. Baruch Hashem had a successful surgery, now is in the recovery mode. Thank you very much for your tefillos and for learning for his wonderful refuah. We should continue to only hear Besoros Sorus on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Amen v'amen. I'm not 100% sure I'll be giving a shiur in the next week and a half or so. My grandmother's yahrzeit is coming up, so I just wanted to, just in case I don't do another Lessons Related from that time, Chana Lifshe Bas Beryl Dov, Hashem B'Shem Aliyah, someone who certainly molded my life, and obviously without her I wouldn't be here, so certainly someone who we should learn L'Zeicher Nishmasa. So the, first of all, wow, what a great crowd. You finally really understood the importance of this. This is really the only thing you should go to. But it's too late now. Okay, it's the last one. It's over. It's whatever. Okay. So there is a... don't worry. It's okay. There is a very interesting, you know, when you try to pick what to try to leave you with. So as you know, I try not to only concentrate on the parashas Baaloscha, and try to get a lesson that I think is important to you. And I think this was like perfect. As I heard this, it like resonated. It reminded me, of course, of something I had learned before, and I thought that was great. As we know, the parsha has in it a parsha lifnei atzmo. Vayehi ben Soha ha'aron, vayomer Moshe, kubah Hashem befutzo yivecha. Right, it has the nuns that are backwards, something that is an anomaly in the Torah, and we are told exactly why. Rashi on the spot tells us what is going on over here. What's the vayehi ben Soha? Why they make siman and rechonin lamar she'ein ze makomo? Maybe it's not the time. It's his own parsha of the Torah. Olama nechnov kan ke'lafsik ben peronios leperonios. To teach us between peronios, and he says, i.e., look at the Gemara Kuftes Zayim. So I did that. Shabbos Kuftes Zayim says as follows. What is going on over here? So we learn out Kuftes Zayim that Vayehi ben Soha is a parsha from the Atzmo because of the Peronios. So the simple question is, Ramban will ask us in just a moment, what are the Peronios? What are the things? We know right afterwards, right after Ben Soha, Ben Yisrael complained. So that's a little bit more obvious because that's, you know, it's right there. Bozne v'yushma Hashem v'yichar apo v'yivar abam Hashem Hashem tochol v'kitzel v'manacha v'yitzak al Moshe v'yitpalel. They complained once again. But what happened before? Seemingly, not such bad things. So, v'yisu mihar Hashem derech shlosos yamim v'olim bris Hashem nasimo. What's going on? Comes along the Tosfos over here in Kuftes Zayin and says like this: Perish Rakunchesh Shemi Ashet Chilu, that when from when Bnei Yisrael started to ask about the parsha before, it could be that there are actually three peronios that we're talking about here. They asked, "What about the meat? Where's the meat?" Ein nirali, v'amari ein nirali, kan ela peronios rishonos dechsiv b'medrash. He quotes a medrash called a medrash lamdenu that says the Yisav Shenisav Mihar Sinai Derech Shloshes Yamim Ketinok Hayotze Milev HaTorah. Sorry, Miyotze Mi Beit HaSefer, like a tinok who runs out of school. Sheboreach Lo the Holech Lo Kach Hayu Baruchim Mihar Sinai. They ran away from Har Sinai like a child who wants to leave school on the last day, who's counting down every single moment. Derech Shloshes Yamim. That was the Peronios. So they ran away from Har Sinai. Right? And the Gemara here discusses different possibilities. So, first of all, I wanted to just expound for a moment on this Tosfos. Number one. First point. So there's a Medrash that also says, right? It's Yushalmi. The Yushalmi in Tana says, what does it mean? Be'eza Ofen Nisol Yisrael Madari Gosham Mehar Hashem. What does that mean? He says, "Oh, don't read it. Mehar Hashem, Maher, Maher Hashem." They ran away from Hashem very, very quickly. But Osa Shah. So then they left Hashem. Osa Yoms. Right. They left very, very quickly. in a, we'll see in a moment, the actual wording, l'tiyul l'schok, let's just get out of here. Very difficult. And the Midrash is actually here, the actual Midrash itself, the Midrash Lamdenu that the Tosos quotes, Maher is actually from Mehar, you should read Maher. She also Sham, so Shina Pachos Eser Yom, Bahaya Nosulim Lehem Mitzvos Bechol Yom, and he gave them so many mitzvos, and therefore they had to get out of there. Shlosos Yom Lelai La'echa Ketino Kayotzim Yibay Sasefe Verat. And that's what happened. So, excuse me for saying, but there's a lot of things that Bnei Yisrael did that weren't great, right? There's a wonderful story that's told about a person who I think, actually, if I'm not mistaken, went to this, I think it was the Sfas Emes, so I think we'll quote at the end. And he comes up to the Rebbe and he says, Shalom Aleichem, and he says, you don't look good, is everything okay? And he says, no, everything's not okay. And he says, what's going on? And he says, these parshios, I can't. They really affect me. There's so many pronios on the parshios. He felt mamish the parshios. And the Sfas Emes said, wow, what a Jew that reads a parsha and it really means something to him. There's a lot of pronios. They've left so quickly. I mean, come on, it's not. They got so many mitzvahs. Is that so bad? What exactly happened over here? So weiter, the Ramban. The Ramban comes out and the Ramban says, oh, it is bad. It is bad. Well, why is it bad? So says the Ramban in Sado. Shenasu, this is very interesting. Aval inyan ha-midrash hazeh, matzinu oso be'agada. We also see that this medrash, quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos, quoted in the Tosvos, says, shenasu mihar Hashem b'simcha. That's not what Tosvos says. So in this beautiful edition of the art scroll on the Ramban, he writes, the footnote says, Tosvos Shabbos, from Tosvos Vayichulu, Tosvos as well, found the earliest edition in today's Talmud editions, take out, for some reason it was corrupted, there's a Tos there, it should have Simcha, because that's the original statement, as well as that's what you see in the Yerushalmi. It's interesting because the Otzer HaMidrashim that I just quoted does not have that either. It doesn't say the word Simcha. I don't know why it was taken out, but I think it adds something to what we're going to say tonight. And he says, Dafka, it was that they left B'Simcha. Ketina Kabarech Mibet HaSefer. Amu Shema Yirbo V'Yitein Mitzvos. Oh my God, let's get out of here because maybe he's going to give us more mitzvos. We can't take it anymore. Shehaisa Machshav Otam Lisaya Asim Misham Lifnei Shuhar HaShem. Let's get out of here. And that is the Peronios from Shonos. That they left B'Simcha. That was the ultimate chutzpah. That was the calamity here. That was the chait that happened. They left because they thought that that mitzvahs were something that were bad. And that's why it bothered Hashem so much. That's what the Ramban says. Expound even further. Comes along Rav Schwab in a sefer purchased by my wife. Shout out. Me'ain Beis HaShoeva, Rav Schwab Sefer. You know, it's what sometimes your wife buys you a Sefer. I'm not going to use the Sefer. I've used it a few times, but here's another time I've used it. So he says, we learn about a Peronius after Vayhi Ben Sora, and right there's the Onesh. He says, Nira She'atorim Melamdenu Hoyel Sheshayach Inyan Peronius below Onesh. What's the Onesh over here? Does it say that Hashem gave them anything bad? Oh, he says yes. Just like Dugma Ledavar Hakorei Kriya Shema VeOmer VeHaftan Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha Einu Margish B'Lilam Shum Ava LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. I don't feel any love to Hashem. B'Men Nichshav Amirato. Why is he saying this? That's the chait, he says. She says his libo Mishtokek at Kirbas Elokim, a Pronios. He should be bothered by the fact that he doesn't love Hashem. V'ayla, la'oysa busha, shetachas asher, ya'avar libo, Kirbas Hashem, he doesn't feel anything. V'chein b'imra v'kabla shabbos, boi b'shalom, gam b'simcho v'tzala. V'lo yisker, and I don't feel the simcho of Shabbos. I feel it's a terrible day. I feel it's a day that I can't do what all my friends are doing, even though they also went to yeshiva for the year. I can't do what they're doing. Upronius kazu haisan yisim har Sinai. That was the Peronius. The fact that B'Simcha, they ran away. Sometimes the worst chait is not the chait. I don't know if you feel this way, but the worst punishment a parent, I think, can give a child is no punishment at all. As you say to the kid, we're just extremely disappointed with you. Just really, we're disappointed. And walk away, that was always the worst. Worse than saying, well, you have no... Because then you feel, okay, I'm doing my time. I got no TV for the night. Shkoyach, okay, I did my time now, let's do it. I did tshuva. The fact that they didn't feel anything, that was worse than anything, and Hashem had to stop in the middle and put a vayibens over there. Ends Rav Schwab, and he says, you have to take the Har Sinai experience and take from it and do something with it and bring it with you. Carlos Ubrachim, do you understand what they saw there? How do you not take that experience with you? You run away from that experience? Besimcha? Like a child getting out of school, can't be. So you all know and you all remember your last day in high school. And even if you went to wonderful high schools, I'm sure you had some simcha. But when you leave yeshiva, you're not running away. You have to stop and say, how does this relate to me? How do I take with me my year in Israel and not let it fade away? What do I do? What can I bring together with me? That's what your test is over here. This wasn't a year and a bar. I hate the word, the gap year. This wasn't a gap to then, okay, I had the gap, I got the bridge, and now I'm over the bridge. Shkoyach, now I can go. I did tshuva for all the things I did wrong in high school. Shkoyach. No. Now what do you take with you? A boreach b'simcha? Oh, thank God, my year's over. Huh. Now I could, you know, put those tefillin away. Chas v'shalom. Do you take the events, and even the last events of the last, you know, few hours of going on your last, you know, tiyul with the yeshiva and the experiences that you had on that tiyul, not the 8:45 minyan thing, I'm against that, but the, I was saying to the boys this morning, you'll see when you're in the business world, you're not going to 8 o'clock minyan either, you know what I'm saying? 8:45 nebuch, because you came back at 1 o'clock in the morning. Ugh, anyway, so, I'm not bitter. I was supposed to teach today at 9:30, and then I found out that nobody's here. Okay, so that's fine. You take with you your experiences, and you do something with it. How many times do we hear about people who have experiences, unfortunately tragic experiences, and say, wow, look what they did with that experience. They started a new organization, because Nebuch, they had a child who had this calamity, and they said, okay, now we're going to start an organization that does this. We're going to be in charge of testing people so that they are matches for different... That's amazing. I'm going to do this chesed because nobody did it for me. I'm going to start this organization because I realized it was needed. We have to get to that. You had such an amazing experience. What am I going to do with both the Torah, but also the chesed, and also the experience? How am I going to bring Eretz Yisrael back with me? How am I going to bring that experience? When are you planning your next trip? The first thing you should do now. When am I coming to Eretz Yisrael again? Right? And this is a message for Shana Bet guys as well. You're going to spend the whole summer? So, my minion attendance, I hope at least, your minion attendance was better than it was in high school. So, okay, how do I take that with me? For some guys, it was only mincha? Okay, so, how do I make it work? Why do I have a plan? I'm not saying don't bite off more than you could chew. It's the biggest mistake guys make. All the time, guys do this. They go, oh, I mean, let's figure it out. In yeshiva, I learned, you know, halavai, you know, 8 hours a day. 5 hours, 3 hours, whatever I learn a day. So I'll do that when I'm back. It's easy in the summer. It's so easy to do that. Okay. Honest, who's my chavrusa? Who am I learning with? I'm not going to YU. I'm going to a program in YU that's not necessarily as strong. So who am I learning with? Who's my chavrusa? Set it up now. Have somebody, I always say, have somebody embarrass you. Pick a chavrusa that's going to be like, dude, where are you? Oh, I can't. Stop it. Come to the chavrusa. A strong chavrusa. Where is he? Who is he? And yes, where am I? Ruchnius experiences. When am I going to my next Tishva Reagan concert, whatever it is, to get more Ruchnius inside of me? Yeah, I remember that it's not a bubble. The Tish is the Leil Shishis, the Seder Negunim, they're not something that just happened in yeshiva. How do I make that happen in my own life? How do I bring it with me to University of Maryland or University of, you know, Wichita, Kansas, or wherever I might be going? Where did I bring it with me? And I think even more than that is what the Sfas Emes says, also on our parsha. The Sfas Emes brings down Vayas Kain Aaron, and Aaron did. Rashi says, Shaloshina. He lit that menorah every single day the same way. Now, boy, do the same thing. Okay, Shkoyach, I guess. Yesh Lefarish says the Tzatz Emes, Ki Asa Maisa HaMitzvah Kol Yomo Chaya B'Kavana V'Ratzon Echad. He had Kavanas, one Ratzon. Ki Derech Kol Adam. This is what everybody should. Shed V'Chila Mit Orer L'Tov. You start off, it's all for good. Achakach Nim Shachamena. You forget about it. Sometimes we even forget we're putting tefillin on. You know, I always joke about the guy who does slach alone. He's like, who's hitting me? Oh, it's me. Okay, sorry. He derech kol, that's the derech about Adam. It's tzorech lechapeis li to'or be ofen echa tamid. Ha'tsiapul ha'rishon in barer. Remember that bar mitzvah boy? Maybe you don't remember that far. I certainly can't remember that far. The bar mitzvah boy put his tefillin on for the first time. You remember that experience, how much you loved it? It was great. And then you're like, oh, 8:45 minyan, I feel guilty. I got to go to this. It's 9 o'clock already? Okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? V'tzarech ha'rishon. Shina Mamala Tamid. But that was Aaron HaKohen, says the Sfas Emes. Day 1 and day 101 were the same. His Slavos, he loved it. The famous Vort, the Grod, others say, Achashualti, Me'ez Hashem, Moslav HaKesh. I ask you one thing, God. Shifti Me'ez Hashem. I want to be a dweller, Me'ez Hashem. Lachos Menor Shul, Ulevakir Behechalo. How can you be both? I want to be a visitor and a dweller. That's the Bracha David HaMelchas. Let me go to the Kotel every time, like I'm that visitor who hasn't been to the Kotel in a year. And I go there and I have the awe of the Kotel. You try going now every 30 days. Eh. Got the stucco collector's days. Ah. Right? Imagine you do a mitzvah. You only do a mitzvah that one time. And you, right? That's why generally, right? I've heard this word before. You have people who don't normally make brachos the way they do, and all of a sudden, I'm guilty of this as well, and you blow shofar, and all of a sudden, what a bracha the guy makes. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekel. Is that the way you make all brachas? You go up to the guy after, hey, Mr. Shofar Blower, Hartstein. Pretty cool what you did over there. Shechiyanu, v'kimanu, v'kiyanu. Yeah, is that what you say, you know, boy pre-eats when you have the apple? I'm like, no, I don't like apples. No. Is that what you say? Why isn't every bracha like that? Because when we do some, so says the Sfas Emes, yeah, that's the way it should be. Every time I have an apple, I should make a bracha and say, thank you, Hashem. I recognize this. You got to take with you the great experiences you have and remind yourself, like you're doing it for the first time. Do it this, like, give yourself a chance. That's my message. Please don't go means don't just leave here. Take the Shana Aleph with you. Bring it with you and say, I need to come back. I need to be with me. I need this. And if you're coming back, Shana Bet, what did I do wrong the first few months? Maybe the first 6, maybe the first 8, maybe till today. That I'm not going to make the mistakes this year. What didn't I take advantage? Oh my God, I remember that first Seder Nagunim. I totally ditched that. I love that. I got to go back to that. I can't believe I didn't go to Rav So-and-so. Can't believe I didn't have Chavrus with Rabbi Hartstein. I could have. He does it for free. Why didn't I take advantage of it? I'm coming Shana Bet. I feel bad for him. I should learn with him. It's a chesed. Fine. Take advantage of the opportunities. Well, what are you going to do? You know how you treat your davening differently every day? First and foremost, you buy yourself an English sitter. Right? Unless you're somebody here is from, born in Israel and bred. Or you want a Spanish sitter. If you're Spanish. Give yourself a fighting chance and say, my diamonds will be different because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start circling words that mean something to me. I'm going to look at the art school and see there's a perush on the bottom there. And say, ooh, this is good. I'm going to listen to a shir on tefillin. Every time I think of Refrainu Hashem, I remind myself that the word Hashem is there right away to say it's only God who's going to make the refuah. I'm going to understand what that means. I'm going to understand why Chun and Hadas is the first bracha. I'm going to understand Modim is thanking God, Bechol Yom, the nesim that He gives us every day. That's giving something a fighting chance. I'm going to get enough sleep so I can actually appreciate what minyan is in the morning. I'm going to actually learn, so Gemara says, Masha Liba Chafi, to what I like. Not just because, you have to learn Gemara, because that's what we learn. No! the breadth of knowledge you've received in Shana Aleph, so there's so many other Svarim you could learn. This is what I like. I'm going to set myself a goal. It's a modest goal. I want to finish Tanakh. I want to finish Shas Mishnayos. Okay, maybe Shas isn't for me right now. I'm going to learn a halacha a day. Take with you Shana Aleph. Give yourself the fighting chance. Don't do too much, because then you'll just stop, because you can't. Hislavos, that every day I do something, I make it special, I do it in the appropriate way. Some people, davening is special to them because it's the way that they dress. I've said this many times, but unfortunately this year I couldn't say it to you so much. Don't treat a Beis Medrash and a shul like it's your living room. How you talking that we're gonna play games on our phones in a shul? In the makam of the Shechina? So how do we dress? Even if you have to get dressed twice a day, it's fine. You wake up in the morning and say, oh, I want to wear shirts and a t-shirt. So that's what I'm wearing today. So God will understand. Or something even better. I'm going to wear my jeans and a wonderful jeans. But to shul, you know what? I'm going to have something special. I'm not going to wear that. I want to show davening because it informs me. I wear a jacket and davening, which is certainly probably not even minhag Eretz Yisrael so much, because it focuses me that this is davening. This is something miyuchad. This isn't stam something. This is a chance God gave me to talk to Him in a formal way. It's amazing. That should be our zechus, to bring these messages to fruition. Don't run away from here. Run to the new life and the new gift you've been given. The first thing that should start with, in my humble opinion, is a very large, nobody told me to say this, very large hug and kiss to your parents who allowed you. Teach them that you learned what Hakaras HaTov is. Who allowed you to come Shana Aleph, as difficult as it might be for them, or their fight with you not to come back. It doesn't matter. Thank you very much for allowing me to have this experience. It's not easy. In many cases, parents are seemingly just, of course, they're not wasting their money, but that's what it seems, because then they don't get the college credit, whatever it might be. It's not easy. It's not easy not to see you for the year. It's not easy when there's 100 rockets in Israel. What am I doing this for? Thank them. Establish that Hakaras HaTov. Right when you get off the plane. When you get off the plane, remember that first minyan you're going to have. Sometimes that's the hardest. Especially, it's 6 in the morning, I didn't sleep. I can't believe that yeshiva or that seminary was on the plane with me. It was so loud, I couldn't sleep. Huh? Nope, Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to sleep now. And the parents like, seriously? He went to sleep 6 o'clock. He got home. He went to sleep. Now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I guess I put the filling on now. Say your parents embarrassing. I want to go to Minyan now. Search for where you live. Where are you going to be? Where's the Minyan? How are you going to make Minyan? No, I'll dive at the Kotel in my house. No. Don't be embarrassed. Your friends are going to say, hey, dude, let's get together. You're going to get together on a Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock. And now it's 8 o'clock. Zman mincha. Oh, this is so embarrassing. What am I going to do? And you're 2 minutes away from the shul. They say, listen, I'm sorry, I got to take a break, whatever. And your friend might be, all right, I'll come with you, whatever. Or you say, oh, okay, I'll see you in a half hour. Don't be embarrassed by that. And if you happen to go out on a Sunday and you're far away from any minyan, don't be embarrassed to say, I have to daven mincha. It might be a powerful mincha for you. Davening in the middle of, wherever you might be. Don't be embarrassed by that. Mirtz Hashem, I'll give you a brichas hedyos. Who am I? But you should be zeichet to take the messages of this wonderful yeshiva with you. You should remind yourselves that you're not running away from something. You're running to a new life experience, taking with everything that you learned here, and appreciation for everything you learned here. Make every day like the first day that you did it. Remind yourself of that first day when you got a chiddush, the first day that you understood something, and make that your constant experience, whatever it might be. With that, Amir Tzashem, you should be zeicha to continue giving nachas to your yeshiva, to your rabbeim, to your family, to your parents, and of course, and foremost, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For that nachas ruach of the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring us only good tidings for all of Klal Yisrael, and bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehira v'yameinu.